Hello, everyone. I'm excited about today's podcast. I'm sharing information on the second category when you are determining your horse's personality preference. This is on his learning style. This category is labeled by using S or N and is one of the most important categories to understand when you're working with or training your horse. This category is a 20-point total score. Wouldn't it be nice to understand how your horse prefers to learn? And so you could easily change how you present the information to your horse. So if a horse has a more natural tendency to learn by building on the last step or their past foundation and prefers to expand his learning at a step at a time, meaning mastering each step as he goes along, this horse has S personality preferences. The S personality preference gets frustrated and anxious if the steps aren't broken down. They get frustrated if they don't understand what they needed to learn before. If a horse is more intuitive, he is in personality preference. His preference is not baby steps. Building upon the last step mastered, he prefers to check it out himself with very little direction from you. N personality types will sometimes act out from pure boredom of repetition. This is often mistaken by owners. An N personality preference intuitively figures out what you're asking or that something isn't scary. I'll give an example. If you're asking your horse to cross a tarp on the ground for the first time, S personality preferences will more than likely need lots of steps before they can quietly cross the tarp. They need to walk around the tarp a few times, watch you step on the tarp a few times, then they will cut a corner of the tarp, putting one foot on that corner, but usually only one foot. The remainder of the body will be curved away from the tarp to avoid placing a second foot on the tarp at that time. Next, they'll go a little further into the corner and put 2 feet on the tarp. And this goes on until they finally get super brave and they will cross the tarp across the middle. But this usually is a rushing cross. After a few crossings, they will relax and put all this information into their database and cross without anxiety. But it takes many, many steps and patience to get an S personality to cross the tarp quietly. If you aren't sure after all of this, if your horse is S personality, wait a week, pull the tarp out again, and see what happens. Begin the same way, but observe how much quicker the horse will cross the middle. It will probably still take cutting the corner a couple times, but the process to cross the middle without rushing is much faster. If in personality, he will not need all of this encouragement. You can walk your horse near the tarp, and as you get closer and closer, he approaches closer and closer, and then his curiosity will take over. He will check the tarp out and usually start across on his own or follow you as you cross without much anxiety. And doesn't need the baby steps or lots of praise or lots of encouragement to figure out what you're asking of him. He learns through intuition. And also shows great curiosity about new adventures. And they figure out most of this stuff on their own. Here are a few observations that you can make or exercises you can set up to determine what your horse's learning preference is. Let's go for the first one. Observe your horse's work ethic. Is your horse's work ethic strong when he knows his job, or does he require a lot of encouragement to keep him on task when you're working with him to perfect a skill? Observation number two, if your horse is near objects, and that object could be brushes, plastic, pitchfork, a hat, doesn't really matter. Does your horse like to touch, smell, taste, lick the objects, or does your horse seldom touch anything on his own? Another, notice if your horse is more content and cooperative when he is repeating a well-mastered skill or when he is being exposed to a variety of new activities, even though most of them haven't been perfected. And lastly, notice if your horse relaxes more as you repeat things or becomes more bored and agitated when repeating a pattern many times. So now to why I feel it's important to know how your horse prefers to learn. If you're teaching your horse something new, such as standing in cross ties, crossing water, loading in a trailer, crossing a bridge, working cattle, or learning to side pass, knowing his learning style can make the learning much easier for your horse and less frustrating for you. You can learn to support your horse without creating anxiety for your horse or boredom for your horse. The horse that I am training now is called Wyatt. He is a 3-year-old Missouri Fox Trotter gelding, and I have been around him enough in the past year to realize without a doubt that he has a strong in personality preference. He can't be near anything without noticing it. If he is at liberty, anything within his reach is fair game to create a new adventure. I left my hat on a fence post when I was cutting his pasture this past summer, and within 5 minutes he had noticed it, and he was running around the field with my hat being held between his teeth. He had created a fun game. Nothing can be left within his reach. If he is in a stall and something like a halter on a peg is outside his door, within 30 minutes he will have it in his stall playing with it. He likes to figure things out on his own, and he is always up for that new game. At this time, I have typed him as a 5 over 15, being 5 points S and 15 points N. And as I continue to observe him and work with him, this baseline will probably shift, but for now, I'm comfortable with this reading. I'm pretty sure I'm correct. As much fun as Wyatt is to watch and work with, this personality preference can be challenging at times. He is a young horse, but he wants to move on to new things before he's mastered that last lesson. So in order to keep him from wanting to act out or misbehave from boredom, I plan our ride to have lots and lots of transitions in many locations with a few new things added every ride. And that's just to keep his attention. A typical ride with Wyatt, remember he's in personality, would look like this. Stand perfectly still for mounting, walk off on a loose rein, an entire lap around the arena, gait 6 strides, walk 10 strides, leg yield 6 strides at the walk, go straight 8 strides, halt, back 5 steps, walk 15 strides, cross poles, reverse across the arena, shoulder 4 6 steps, 10 meter circle, gait 8 strides, walk on a loose rein, halt, back an L, halt, walk 5 strides, canter halfway around the arena, walk 15 strides, reverse across the arena, and so on for 30 minutes in the arena, and then we go see what's new outside that we can find, and I always stop and dismount at a different place. I dismount at various locations so he doesn't anticipate me getting off at any one area. Now, this exact workout that I just described for an S personality preference would drive them nuts because they didn't get to do anything long enough to become comfortable with their performance or to get into the groove and relax. N personality preferences need lots of transitions to keep them focused. They will not improve on the 10th lap doing the same thing. S personality preferences need lots of repetition to become comfortable and relaxed. They show significant improvement in mastering their skill with repetitions. They improve with practice, 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 and preferably in the same location. So for now, have fun with your horse and see if you can determine whether your horse prefers to learn in baby steps or is more of the adventurous type that prefers you point them and more or less ask only a little of them because they will figure it out on their own. And remember to watch for the following to determine how your horse absorbs this data. Adventurous looks, boredom, aggravation, relaxation, tense muscles, playfulness with objects. Once you've determined how your horse prefers to learn, training him will no longer be a mystery, and the communication between the two of you will improve enormously. The third category for determining your horse's temperament preference will be on how he decides to take action. He will be deciding based on his brain or his heart. Watch for this podcast, and then you will know how your horse makes decisions. All information shared is in the book written by myself and Melissa Pierce, and is called Equisology. If you would like to study how to decipher your horse's personality preferences, you may order the book in my store at thehorseconnectionllc.com. Until later, enjoy being with your horse and create a lasting bond between the two of you based on trust, respect, and communication.